A Google Maps screenshot labeling Lake Ontario as Lake America pulled more than 10,000 upvotes on Reddit over the last 24 hours. Welcome to Debug the Hype. I'm Alex Morgan, and this show is not affiliated with Reddit or any subreddit. Content is curated from online communities. Today is August 31st, 2026. That mislabel and a separate Reddit thread claiming nationwide unlimited AI access in South Korea are where we start. The yen just slid past 160 per US dollar. Traders flagged the rate around 160 yen and 16 sen. And a market note cited that move as erasing much of July's coordinated intervention gains, with Bank of America's Alex Cohen quoted saying intervention expectations will rise if the yen stays near that level. Watch Japan's central bank meeting next week because policy shifts there can ripple through carry trades and export prices. A Reddit snapshot of public reaction captured both speculative joy and nervousness about potential further intervention, which means anyone with emerging market exposure should check currency hedges. Samsung is being reported by TrendForce as locking much of HBM capacity for big cloud customers, and spot prices for high bandwidth memory are said to be surging as a result. That's a concrete supply chain squeeze because HBM is the premium RAM used in AI accelerators and high-end GPUs. For companies building training clusters or startups buying compute, higher HBM costs translate directly into slower rollouts or higher cloud bills. So this is one to watch if your business plans assumed steady memory availability.
A high engagement post on the stock subreddit titled Nike, Just Don't Wear It, drew nearly 5,000 upvotes and more than 1,600 comments as users called for a boycott over pricing, quality, and controversial partnerships. The thread is less a coordinated campaign than a snapshot of consumer frustration that could soften demand if it grows. That said, Nike is a massive brand. Walking away at scale is hard. So treat this as a social sentiment barometer rather than an immediate sales forecast, but retail and brand teams should at least be taking notes.
Start with the more surprising claim. A widely shared post on the technology subreddit says South Korea is rolling out free, unlimited access to generative AI across the population, no token limits. And the thread amassed roughly 7,900 upvotes, which is a sign the idea resonated. If that headline is accurate, it's a policy shift with three clear immediate consequences. First, universal access would lower the barrier for millions to run long-form translation, homework help, coding sessions, or legal advice-style prompts without hitting paywalls, which could compress the digital divide fast. Second, a publicly offered model raises privacy questions because governments and state-backed services collect data differently than private firms, and commentators in the thread ask directly whether usage would be logged, retained, or fed back into training datasets. Third, it rewrites the competitive map. Local companies, universities, and small businesses could get a productivity boost that reduces dependence on foreign API providers, creating a national advantage if the service is high quality and trusted. None of those outcomes are guaranteed, though. The Reddit post itself didn't link to a government press release we could verify, and several commenters warned that no token limits could be a marketing line masking hidden throttles, rate limits, or offline Mercury-style quotas when load spikes. So we need to treat the claim as conditional until Seoul posts an official policy. Financing is the practical rub. Running large models at scale costs real money. HBM and data center power weren't abstract for commenters pointing out taxpayers would cover the bill unless the program ties into a cloud operator or a public-private hosting deal. That means the design choice.
Do you run lightweight national models on trimmed architectures, or do you subsidize access to the same heavy models used by hyperscalers, will determine both cost and privacy posture. The geopolitics matter too. A state-run AI offering reduces reliance on Silicon Valley APIs, which may be politically attractive, but also invites scrutiny over content moderation, export controls, and potential surveillance uses. Several Reddit users explicitly framed it as a sovereignty play, noting that national availability of AI can be a strategic asset. Finally, there's the adoption question. Schools and public services could gain massive efficiencies if rollout and training for civil servants are done right, but rollout logistics, trust in the output, and teacher buy-in are non-trivial. In short, if Seoul goes national with unlimited access, expect an immediate boost to domestic AI literacy and a long, noisy debate about cost, privacy, and oversight.
Now flip to the mapping side. A separate technology thread showed a screenshot of Lake Ontario labeled as Lake America on Google's map tiles, and that post drew roughly 10,300 upvotes before the platform or data providers offered an explanation. The immediate takeaway is less about geography and more about system brittleness. Maps are one of those infrastructural apps we trust implicitly, and when the label on a major body of water flips, it exposes how much mapping depends on automated pipelines, third-party datasets, and sometimes community edits. There are a few plausible technical explanations: a data provider tag error, a temporary caching bug, or a malformed translation entry. But the viral reaction underlined a deeper trust problem. Emergency responders, journalists, and diplomats increasingly rely on single-pane mapping services, and a wrong label can create real confusion in logistics or media reporting. Redditors used the moment for humor, but others raised real operational questions about audit trails. Who rolled back the change? How fast? And whether there's human oversight when automated systems surface obviously wrong data. And that matters for both civilian use and for how governments might require map providers to handle sensitive or cross-border features. There's also a lesson about scale. Large tech platforms stitch together data from partner firms, open source projects, and proprietary telemetry, and a single bad input can cascade across millions of endpoints until someone interrupts the feed. Practically, this argues for clearer provenance layers in public mapping, visible edit histories, confidence scores, or an official source toggle that lets users check whether a label is supplied by government registries or by a third-party vendor.
On the diplomacy front, mislabels near borders can inflame local sensitivities, so companies need rapid escalation paths when national names are at stake. The Reddit thread noted that even if the label was a prank, the speed of spread creates reputational risk that companies must manage. Tie the two deep stories together, both the mapping error and the alleged national AI rollout, are symptoms of the same modern tension: society leaning on centralized digital services while asking for more transparency, accountability, and equitable access. And the technical fixes are partly the same too. You need robust provenance and auditing for maps, and you need clear data use and retention policies for public AI, plus independent oversight to confirm that what users see is correct and what models do with their inputs is acceptable. Reddit reactions across both threads reflected this double mood: excitement about new capabilities or the entertaining mislabel, but also a growing insistence that these platforms be auditable and that access not be gated behind opaque corporate terms. Operationally, that implies governments and large platforms will need to negotiate standards. Who hosts core infrastructure? Who pays for it? And who has the right to demand logs or rollbacks when something goes wrong? For product teams and policymakers, the emergent playbook is becoming clearer: declare data provenance, publish retention policies, and build human triage into automated flows. Those practices make services resilient and can blunt the reputational damage when a map or model misbehaves. If access to maps and models is going to be a public utility, the tougher question is who sets the rules: companies, citizens, or elected officials? I'm Alex Morgan from Debug the Hype.